Lenten Retreat with Father Don De Castro. Meditation number 7.
The New Evangelization. Our Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, had been encouraging us to put into practice the new evangelization because he had noticed, together with the International Theological Commission that has been advising Vatican II before, during, and after the Ecumenical Council, and because they have discovered that there has been defects in the process of evangelization for the last 300 years, Pope Benedict wants it corrected, and so he has given us the document on the new evangelization. And the moment he became Pope, he had been insisting on this because a defective evangelization will not teach us the truth. A defective evangelization will not help us enter the Catholic Church, and a defective evangelization cannot help us save our souls. In fact, a defective evangelization can just bring us to hell. And so the Holy Father has been working very hard since he became Pope to correct this process of evangelization. He has been saying and teaching this to everybody he talks to. He spoke about it in Puebla, Mexico. He reminded the bishops of America during their ad limina visit. The Pope reminded the bishops of Peru recently, and even the bishops of New Zealand, all about the new evangelization. Addressing the Catholic priests of Rome, he again repeatedly reminded them to work on this new evangelization. In September last year, he issued another motu proprio entitled Porta Fidei, the Door of Faith, wherein he declared that starting September this year, year 2012, up to November next year, 2013, we have to celebrate the Year of Faith, in which we are supposed to use the new evangelization. And he ordered all bishops and priests during this Year of Faith, through the motu proprio, Porta Fidei, to use the new evangelization to check whether they're faithful, whether each one of their faithful has the Catholic faith. It is a checkup, general checkup of our souls, if we have the traditional Orthodox Catholic faith. And we have discussed already in the past meditation the first part of the Pope's letter, wherein he described what was wrong with the former evangelization that has been being used for the last 100 years, and the correction. We also discussed the correction, what it should be, the right way of doing it. That was the first part, which describes the structure and the method of true, correct evangelization. And then we went to the second part of his decree on the new evangelization, wherein he criticized the contents of former evangelization, which he describes defective and might not be able to bring Catholics into the Catholic Church. Defective. The contents are defective. But he did not describe what are those defects in his document. He just enumerated again what should be the contents which are essential to evangelization. And he described several of them. Four, in fact. First, the contents essential that every Catholic should know is what is the process of conversion. And we have discussed that in the past meditation. And if you notice, the description of a true conversion is such that most Catholics today are not doing it. We are not following the proper steps as described in the parable of the prodigal son, and therefore, most probably, we are not being converted to Catholicism. And now, in this meditation, the seventh meditation, we are describing the second contents, the second essential thing that should be taught in our evangelization, and this is the kingdom of God. The title is the kingdom of God. In this second essential contents of the things we must believe, he describes it as natural faith. The importance of having natural faith to prepare ourselves to receive the theological supernatural faith, which is essential to entrance into the Catholic Church and essential to salvation. The Holy Father, in this topic, this second topic, describes that the true problem of our times is the crisis of God, the absence of God, which all of us disguises in the form of empty practices of religion. Now, a crisis like this means that we are not conscious of the fact that there is a God, and we do not know the attributes of this God. And so the first step is to develop natural faith in which supernatural faith will be built on. Grace builds on nature. So we cannot have this supernatural faith that makes us Catholics unless we first have natural faith. And natural faith is attained by studying nature, by studying the creation of God. We have to look at all of creation with our senses and then use our minds and reason out, answering the question, if there are causes, if there are things that are created, there should be a creator. If you see a mountain, somebody should have made that mountain. If you see the sun and the stars and the universe, our mind should say and logically reason out that there is a creator. And if we look at the universe, our mind would further say that, or further conclude, that this cannot be made by mere men. It must be created. It must be made by one who is superior to man. We don't know what is his name, but let's call him God. And so from creation, it's possible for us to conclude that there is a God, and that is natural faith. Also, from creation, we can deduce and conclude that what are the attributes of this God. Natural faith consists of knowing that there is a God and knowing what are the attributes of this God. If God created the universe, he must be intelligent, because the design of the universe, or the design of a human cell, the skin, is so complicated and so difficult to create or to make, it cannot be made by man. So this God must be so intelligent, and seeing the universe, he must be so powerful. Watching an earthquake, a tsunami, he must be a powerful God. And so knowing all the attributes of God and the fact that he exists is what you call natural faith. And it is something that can be scientifically proven by a process of scientific reasoning. We can attain natural faith. Now, natural faith is for us to be able to prove to ourselves that there is a God, and these are the attributes of God. And natural faith is for us to be able to prove to others naturally that there is a God, and what are the natural attributes of God. That is natural faith. And it is on this that supernatural faith is built. How can our minds believe that Christ is in the Holy Eucharist when we cannot believe that he has created the world? And so supernatural faith depends so much and is built on natural faith. And what the Holy Father has been saying is that the former evangelization for the last hundreds of years has been defective, so that people, instead of believing with natural faith that there is a God, is undergoing a crisis of God. And then the Holy Father says, you know, creation is a big help, reasoning is a big help, but you see, the moment you have this natural faith and believe that there is a God, you have to talk to him. If there is a God, you have to talk to him in two ways. In secret, in one's room, going inside the room, locking the door, and that's called personal prayer. And of course, through what you call liturgical prayer, that is done by a community. How can we speak about Christ if we do not know Christ? Informations about God, informations about Christ, can never be from second-hand sources. It has to be first-hand. Because if your information is from second-hand sources and people ask you, where did you learn those things? You cannot keep on saying, well, I heard so-and-so said it. I heard so-and-so said it. I read it in a book written by so-and-so. It cannot be. The best evangelizer, the best preacher says, oh, I talked to him. I got this information from him directly, from God directly. And so this is the way we develop natural faith. And if we develop this natural faith, we would be already in the right direction towards the kingdom of God, which is the Catholic Church. In the right direction. We are not yet inside, but we are in the right direction. Whoa.